Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This year, we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. I am telling this story on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Kislev, and I hope that you will hear this story either today or tomorrow, the second day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Aleph Kislev, because it does have a connection to Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Brief background. In 1977, at the Hakafis in 770, in the Lubavitch headquarters in New York, unfortunately, Lubavitch Rebbe had a massive heart attack. Very, very, very serious heart attack. The doctor said, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 10. And according to nature, the doctor said there was no possibility of a real recovery, certainly not a full recovery, but miraculously over the next 5 weeks, the Rebbe made amazing progress and was actually much, much stronger eventually than he was before the heart attack. And he went on to live 15 more years and accomplished way, way more in those 15 years and worked way, way harder and drew many, 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 many more thousands of people close to Torah and mitzvahs than he had before. And so this story is a little tiny piece of that story, the big story, on Simchas Torah when the heart attack took place. And over the next 5 weeks, the Rebbe actually stayed in his office, but of course, he should have been in the hospital, and so they brought in all the equipment that an ICU for heart disease would require, that is to say an emergency hospital room for someone that had a terrible heart attack would need many, many pieces of hospital equipment, machinery, and so forth. And all of those things they brought into the Rebbe's office and transformed his office into a cardiac ICU. Intensive care unit, a very, very specially designed emergency unit for a person with a major heart failure. And so during this time, of course, all the doctors at the beginning of this time said, Rebbe, you certainly must go to the hospital. After such a heart attack, you cannot stay in your office. You must be in the hospital. And one of the doctors was named Dr. Glassman. And this is the conversation that took place, and we see from this conversation the amazing, miraculous situation that took place every day in the Rebbe's office. Dr. Glassman said to the Rebbe as follows, when I'm asking that the Rebbe go to the hospital, Rebbe, it's because when it comes to ideas in Torah and mitzvahs, of course I listen to the Rebbe, but in medical issues, I request that the Rebbe should please listen to me. Right? The doctor knew that the Rebbe was the Rebbe, and he said, in Torah mitzvahs, of course I listen to the Rebbe, but please, Rebbe, this is a medical issue. Going to the hospital is a medical issue, so therefore, please listen to me. I am the doctor. The Rebbe answered, in general, yes, you are right. Generally, a doctor should be listened to. But in this situation, you do not know all the details, and therefore, you are not qualified to decide whether I should go to the hospital or not. Dr. Glassman said, what does it ever mean that I don't know all the details? What is there for me to know that I don't know already? I know about the heart attack that you had. I know about what such a patient needs. What is there yet for me to know? The Rebbe said, I prefer to stay here in my office. Do you have an idea of what happened in this room at my table? The Rebbe said. The doctor answered, I don't know, but I can imagine. It's a very holy place. Well, the Rebbe said, I cannot begin to tell you what has taken place here at this table in my room. For me, this room is Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. And you want me to leave the Holy of Holies to go to the hospital? No, the Rebbe said. My refuah, my recovery will come from this room. What do we see from this story? That the Rebbe's office was not an ordinary office with an ordinary person in it. The Rebbe considered it the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For him, it was the Kodesh Kadoshim, meaning that there was such a level of holiness in his office that it was similar to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, whatever refuah he needed would come to him from there. Because, of course, the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh Kadoshim, is the holiest place in the world. And there's nothing that can be accomplished anyplace else that can't be accomplished from the Holy of Holies. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining the story of the day.